We were in the middle of the Gemara Chulin. The first half of the Gemara had dealt with the liquefying of stuff. Chaylev, chametz, nevela. And now we're talking about how do we know that the din, well, not to which din, but how do we know that the same din applies to Tevel and Chadash and Kalayim and Shias and Hektish? That the mashkim hayotzi mehem are tamosim. Note, by the way, though, in this entire discussion so far, it doesn't appear like there's a restriction on any foods. And while nevela, as Tosis pointed out, nevela and chametz and chaylev are all be'en, so here we're talking about things that are mashkim hayotzi mehem. It's no longer the be'en. But rather, it's not. In other words, it's not dissolved. It's not like when you talk about, let's say, I don't know, shri is grape, that you take the grape and you puree it. Rather, you squeeze it, you produce a mashka, and that's what you're dealing with. Okay. So the Gemara says, how do we know? How do we know that in whole list of things? We're a little more than halfway down in the Gemara. So the Gemara says, minalam chikema ligmer mehanach. You can't learn from the first three because malahana shekin iser habame elav havu. So kena of these cases hecha the iser habame elav hecha the lava iser veelav minalan. So you could learn shvi, and you could learn chadash, and you could learn tevel. Well, tevel really iser habame elav. Tosis assumes that it is. I mean, he doesn't sing out that. Is Tevel really Haba Me'ilah? Rolling around. Is it? For us? Does anybody agree with him?
Only thing is you have to take it.
Well, I have to take it, I understand. Okay, but it's not. Shimmy?
Only
to do Mirach HaKri. It requires doing things in a certain sequence. It's not an issue. Ivan Adam said it's an issue of Amel and Chaim. Not Midaraisa. Midaraisa, you could bring in Derech HaChalon or something like that, and according to many Mishnah, it would never be Chaim Midaraisa. So it's not that Tevel is an issue of Amel. Chadash is, that's for sure. We're going to get you an old chair. Either that, or we're going to put you in the back, so we don't have to play. What is that? What was it? Space Invaders? That's before any of you, long before any of you were born. Any of you know about it? Okay. You're not the typewriter thing going across. So Tevel is really not, but Chadash is, and Shvius is. You know. I mean, you could always say it's not an Isser Bama'ila because you have to plant stuff for it to grow, but that's all absurd. But the point is, you can have food, and you make the Isser Tevel, arguably. You make the Isser Kilayim, you make it Hektish. But Tosis just puts Kilayim, I think, and, well, Hektish, and Hektish is an oddball anyway, because Hektish is not an Isser Achiva. So the Gemara, but let's put that aside for the moment. And the Gemara says, how do you know these things? You can't learn them from cases that are Isser Bama'ila. So minalan, the answer is garmina me bikurim. And how do you know bikurim? Because Rabbi Yossi says, the Torah says, pri athanevi athanevi mashke, behevi anachu mudracham inayin tabalom etabi. So that's what we spoke about. So now the Gemara, this is where we left yesterday. So now the Gemara says, it's not good, right? You can't really learn from bikurim, because ikalamifrach ma'ala bikurim shein to un yikriyav anach. Bikurim are the one kind of, even, it's not kachim ten, I mean, Bikurim is a hybrid between truma and kachim. How's it like truma? Because it's eaten by the kohen. There's no time limit of eating it, and it's mamono shel kohen. Once you've done all the mitzvah, how is it like kachim? It has to enter the mikdash for its processing, and it's also only edible in Yerushalayim. You're not allowed, once you take bikurim out of Yerushalayim after they get their full kedusha through the kriya and the hanafa, if you take bikurim out of Yerushalayim. I don't know if they're the seller, but I think I'm almost certain it's substituted outside of Yerushalayim. So it's had kind of this in-between status, the Truman Kachin. But Bikurim had the special requirement that exists by nothing else, of Kriya, of reading the Parsha of Arami Obadavi, and Vigina Tol Lefnei Hashem Elokecha, and putting it down. Hanacha is part of the mitzvah of Bikurim. So if Bikurim might be unique, that Bikurim has such a power, they're so strong, they can be tofeis their liquids. But you wouldn't know that other things, that the mashka mayotz and the himar kamosan. So the Gemara says, elagamra mi truma. We learn from truma that liquids of truma are like truma. Now the Gemara says, truma gufa mi nala. How do you know by truma? The answer is, the iskish le Bikurim. Okay, so Bikurim, we know that the din of mashkim. How do we know that the din of mashkim and yotze and Bikurim is to Bikurim? What? Okay, so we know that seemingly from that Xeris Sakasa. So you learn from Bikurim to Truma. Because the Amar Mara Utruma Sedecha Elu Bikurim. One of the things mentioned in Parashas Re'eh if you bring to Yerushalayim is Truma Sedecha. Because I'll say Truma Sedecha is the Bikurim. How do you know Truma Sedecha isn't Truma? Was Truma ever brought to Yerushalayim? The answer is yes, it was. In the days of Chizkiya, this will not be found in the Malachim, it will be found only in Divrei Hayamim. It should be Divrei Hayamim, probably around Bayes, Perek, Lamed, Aleph, Lamed, Bayes, something like that, in that neighborhood, Lamed. As part of Chizkiya's reforms, they brought the Truma to the Mikdash. But it wasn't a din in Truma in the Mikdash. It was to make sure the Kohanim would get it, otherwise people weren't getting it to the Kohanim. You find something similar in Ezra Nehemiah, you'll find a similar concept. But in principle, Truma is given to the Kohen wherever you give it to the Kohen. Bikurim has to be brought to Yerushalayim, that's Utruma Sedecha. So what emerges from this is the last of the, not triumvirate, but quadumvirate, or whatever the term would be. There are four things that have the din of Truma in Halacha. Truma, meaning Truma Gedola, Truma Smaser, Chala, and Bikurim. All of those things, once they get their shame, belong to, have to be given to the Kohen, and when they're given, are Mamon Shel Kohen. Anybody do with that feeling here? You're always supposed to answer that question by hiding. You shouldn't saw it. You shouldn't be Motzi Barshech Lefid, but you should never, ever open your mouth and say, yes, I'm doing that for you. Because, of course, the next question is going to be about something that came up in the daf recently, and then you're probably not going to remember, like all of us who do daf yomi. And so the trick is, if you do start doing daf yomi, like the Zikin is coming up soon, the Stoni Mavakama, probably in about 2.5 weeks or something like that, just hide quietly. Don't say no and don't say yes. So if you happen to be doing daf yomi, I was going to ask you a question. I got to remember the question. Well, yes. So truma belongs to the kohen. You can be mekadosh and nisha with it, as opposed to master sheni that we passed in belongs to kadosh baruch hu. It's mamon gavoa. Even though you get to eat it, so you can't be mekadosh. You can, it just doesn't work because it's not yours. Okay. So these are the four things that are truma. So bikurim, we learn since truma is called bikurim is called truma. We learn that mashkim hayot simehem are kamosan by truma as well. So then the Gemara says, mala truma, so why don't we're going to learn from truma. We're going to learn from truma. So truma is learned from Bikurim, but you can't learn the din of mashkim hayot simehem kamosan from Bikurim because Bikurim has a special quality. But truma doesn't require kriya and it doesn't require hanacha. So the Gemara says, very nice, except for mala truma, shekein chayev and la misa v'chomesh. Truma is particularly chamor because if you eat truma and you are a za, or if you eat truma and you are a kohen and you're tamei, you're chai misa b'dishamayim. In the case of a za, when he pays it back to the kohen, as we've discussed, you have to add a chomesh. That then doesn't apply by tevel, it doesn't apply by shkias, it doesn't apply by kiloya kerem, it doesn't apply by whatever the fourth thing was, hekdesh, I don't want to talk about. What was the fourth thing? Tevel, chadash, shkias, and kiloya. Okay, far beyond chadash. So it doesn't, none of those things carry the penalty. Misa shemayim. Tevel is a low. Tevel does that. Tevel you'd be able to learn, but there's no chomesh by tevel. Whereas truma bikurim is the most saying both have a chomesh. So tevel has misa shemayim if you eat tevel b'mezid. Even a kohen who eats tevel, but no chomesh. And chadash is a lav, and shviyas is an asay, and kalayim is a low asay. So right, so the Gemara says elagamar mitavayim mitruma bikurim. So by the way, why can you learn truma from bikurim if truma doesn't require kriyan hanacha? I should have said this before. It's a hekesh. It's not a binyanav. And a binyanav says, look, I have A and B, and they have a lot of similarities. So if there's a din that applies by A, it should apply by B. So, but I can have a binyanav is a kal v'chomer without the kal v'chomer. In other words, binyanav is a kal to a kal or a chomer to a chomer. So binyanav would be like, okay, Jake's a guy. Lewis is a guy, Jake can lift 50 pounds. Lewis can lift 50 pounds. Ah, but Jake is all ripped, so that's a different story. So that's a pircha. That's a pircha mikal v'chomer. So then, Jake is all ripped. We'll say, Lewis, you know, he's a smicha student, so he just, all he does is learn all day. And Talmud HaChamim, you know, Talmud Torah is machlish, so Jake learns very seriously, but he also has to go to college, so machlish in the same way. So Lewis came with 50 pounds, kal v'chomer, Jake came with 50 pounds. That's a kal v'chomer. It's like a supercharged binyanah. Fit, you can ask pirchas on it. You could say yes, but Lewis, when he was in college, he lifted weights, so even though he's out of shape being a smicha bacher, he learned technique, and you can lift, if you have the right technique, you can lift incredible amounts. Whereas that would be a percha on the kal v'chomer. Whereas, I know nothing about whether you lift weights by the way. I just have to straighten my line of vision, so there you go. But a hekesh doesn't work that way. When you have a hekesh between two things, what bikun is called trumas yadecha, so then truma and truma, they're the same thing, therefore, we don't. Obviously, you don't engage in the reductive ad absurdum. I have a chiddush. You have to bring, in order for a kohen to eat truma, you have to bring it to the mikdash and read some psukim that you make up. You read from Parshas Emor, the psukim about Azara eating truma, and then you put the truma down in the Azara. And that, well, we don't say that, of course, but the hekesh is enough. If bikurim is a kind of truma, and truma is truma, then it's enough to say that any that substances that fall under bikurim fall under truma as well. If there's a major problem with this, what's the major problem? Unless your name is Rambam. And Rashi already highlights this a little bit later in the Gemara, and Tosis talks about it as well. There's one little problem. What is Bikur Vidaraisa separated from? What kinds of produce? What? No. Shiva Saminim. That's Daraisa. What is Truma separated from Vidaraisa? You want to give me the options very quickly? Al regalahas?
Green and
you could say dagan tiroshe yitzar. That comes in two flavors. That comes in three flavors. One is the Rambam and the Ran, at least, who say that it only applies to the grain and to the liquid form, to the tiroshe yitzar. It doesn't apply to grapes and olives. Shita number two is it applies to the grains and grapes and olives, and obviously their products. Number three is a shita that I cannot find, cannot locate, or Shechter quote, I heard him quote it 30 years ago. It's supposed to be in the Ravid on the Taras Kohanim. I assume it's at the way end of the Chukosai and the Chomasar Arts Mizeretz, we create Lashem Hu Kodesh Lashem, which is Masa Sheni. That the Ravid sheet that I recall him saying is that the Chiyuv of Hafrashas Truma Samaisos from Peiros Ilan outside of Dagan Tirosh Yitzar is the Ravanan, but once you mafish it, it's Talmud Daraisa. It's kind of wild shita, okay? And then the last major shita is the shita of the Rambam, which is the Rambam shita is that all fruits are chayev except for boxer. That the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah says the fairs that Maser Charuvim is only the Ravanan. The question is why? So most Rishonim say because it's not dug into your shita. The Rambam says no, because Charuvim is Macha Behema. So the food that grows is primarily designated for Behema, it doesn't have a chayev of Truma Samaisis, even if human beings happen to be eating it. But, the Rambam says, all other fruits would in fact be chayev Daraisa. So this Gemara works much more easily according to the Rambam than it does, sort of, than of course, the Rishon. Be that as it may, in fact, if one were being clever, one would even say, ah, this Gemara is the Makkah for the Rambam, this is how the Rambam knew it applied by other things. But anyway, so if we learn, so for the moment, we're going to say that just as, so Truma is, Bikurim is a kind of Truma, therefore Truma was Iskesh to Bikurim and the Mashkim Hayotzeim and our Kayotze Bahem. So then we can learn from Truma to other things that you couldn't say Kriyan Anacha, except the problem is you could say Misa V'Chomesh, and then you can't learn from both of them, the two of them together, Vinyanah V'Shnei Ksuvim, because now the Truma Bikurim Shekhen Chayelav V'Misa V'Chomesh. How do you know you Chayelav a chomesh on a zar who eats truma b'shogi? How do you know he's high b'chomesh? No, that's by truma. How do you know by bikurim? B'truma sedecha. That's how you know it. Exactly, Jacob. That's how you know it. So, the Gemara now says the following. Ela mitruma v'chad behanach. Or mibikurim v'chad behanach. You could learn from truma or bikurim and one of, let's say, the initial ones that we had. So if you take, for example, if you learn from Truma and Nevela. I think Tosis got shepherds with Rashi here. Because Rashi said, like, Chela, Chomets. Tosis, Dafka, Nevela. Pick Nevela. Why not pick? So let me give you the, I'll give you the, this is called the Binyanav. Mishnei Ksuvim. I'm going to tell you the following. We know that it comes from the Vela, that if you liquefy it, it still has the same din as the Vela. So too, by Kevel and Shvius and Kelayim and Chadash and Hekdesh, the same thing is true. Ah, but Nevela is Isur Habame Elav. Oh, so we'll learn from Truma, which is not as Isur by Elav. Yes, but Truma has the Chomesh and Misa. So how can you learn from Truma to Tevel and Orla and Shvius and Kelayim and Chadash? So the answer is Nevela Yochiach. Nevela doesn't involve Misa de Bishamayim or Chomesh. Ah, but Nevela was Isur Habame Elav, but Truma's not. So lo rizek rizev, lo rizek rizev. Hatzara shavah shavahem, that they are isurim and mashkim are kayotze behem. So to tevel chadash kelayim shliyas and chadash that are isurim that mashkim kayotze behem are kah. That's called the binyan abu sheik suva. It says the following. You know, we want to know whether I don't know. I got to pick some student who is in. I don't know. They're in school X, and you would say that are they capable of mastering assignments? So I'll say, well, Lewis is in Reitz, and therefore he can master it, so why can't that person? Ah, but Reitz is such a Malcolm Kosher. Okay, even though it's only a single program. They'll say, ah, but Jake is in Yeshiva College, and he can master it. Ah, but Yeshiva College is a dual program, which Reitz is not. But it's not holy like Reitz. It's not a Coach Kadashim like Reitz. And then there's schools, and students who go to those schools are able to do the assignment, so a student who goes to school has to do the assignment as well. That's called a binyan av mishneik suva, where the characteristic which would have disqualified Lewis as being the paradigm is not found in Jake, and the characteristic which would have disqualified Jake as being the paradigm is not found in Lewis. That's when, from now on, when you say Rabbi Yishmael every morning, which I hope to do, at the end of Karbanos, when you say, now you understand what you're talking about. If you didn't already, I apologize if I'm choshe kacher, but now you understand where that is. Sometimes the binyan av is also called a pashas, it's the same thing. Bamemotzinu, just it's an analogy. It's a simple analogy without the force of the kavachomer. Kavachomer is a souped up. Conceptually, it's a souped up binyan av. Okay. Is there an afkamina, but it's called the binyan av versus a kavachomer? There might be, though probably not. Are you allowed to make up a kavachomer on your own?
Yeah.
Are you allowed to make up a binyan av on your own?
Probably.
Maybe. Probably the answer is yes. But the Gemara says in Sukkah and elsewhere, Adam is don kavachomer me'atzma, but not don zereshava me'atzma. So I think there's a machlokas Rashi and Tosfos. Which is the norm and which is the exception? In other words, can you learn all kalam on your own except Gzeres Shavah, or is Kavachomer only one that you could do? So theoretically, if you hold the latter, so binyan av, you wouldn't be able to learn. But a binyan av and a Kavachomer still aren't conceptually the same thing. So it's hard for me to believe that you can make a Kavachomer on your own, but you can't make a binyan av. Okay, so now the Gemara says, Vahad the Tanan, so now, all night. So now we have two halves of the Gemara which we don't really understand the connection between. Because the first part of the Gemara is about liquefying the substance, but the substance is there. The second is about extracting the juice, something that comes out of it. So now the Gemara says, V'hod etzna'an, d'vashmur, v'yayin tapufa, v'chomet zidvanios, v'sharmine perish of trumur, v'lesim achayit kerem, v'chomesh, v'rishu apote, v'may tligi. So what is the machlokas about whether or not Rabbi Eliezer's position would appear to be that all fruit juices are like the fruit? And Rabbi Yeshua says, no, not true. Only applies to, he doesn't say it here, but only applies to yayin and to shemen. So the Gemara says, "B'mai pligis." The answer is, "V'don mina mina u'v'don mina ba'uki ba'asra." Come apalgi. In general, when you make a hekesh, how much do you learn from one to the other, right? Because look, I can make my conclusion. Jake, you live in Texas, right?
Yeah.
Well, Lewis lives in Texas, so if Lewis lives in Texas, then you should live in Texas also. Don mi na mi na, or do you say no? Lewis lives in Texas, but Jake lives in California. Don mi na uki ba'asra. It's a question of how much material does the hekesh carry with it. So the Gemara says the machlokas Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua is really based upon how b'don mi na mi na b'don mi na uki ba'asra. The Rabbi Eliezer said b'don mi na umi na. You learn everything. Ma bikur mashkenei etzem kemosan afshuma na mashkenei etzem kemosan umi na ma bikur mafilu shamin afshuma na mi afilu shamin. Just as Bikurim, there's no reason to assume, I mean, how do you know this? I don't know, that Sharminim, Whatever you extract from pomegranates, and you extract from figs, and you extract from dates, is like and no different than what you extract from olives and what you extract from grapes. So too, by truma, these have the same din. The Rabbi Yoshua Savar Domina Mabikur Mashka Mayotzen and Kemosim Aftruma Mashka Yotzen Kemosim. The Uki Basra Ma Mashkin the Kedushin the Kachim the Truma or Tirosh Yitz are in Media Fuinalo. It probably should be the Kachi without the name at the end. So to Ap Mashkin Mayotzen so Ap Mashkin Media Fuinalo Ap Mashkin Mayotzen Kemosim by Bikurim Tirosh Yitz in Media Fuinalo. So Rabbi Yeshua is strange. And if, how does Rabbi Eliezer know the Gemara never explains in the first place that all mashkin by Bikurim are chayot to him? Because what was the makar, Rami? What was the makar that Bikurim Shemi? Asher Kami. But that only says on Avim Udrachan, does it say in Zaysim? Doesn't say anything else. Right?
Just think there's no
right, correct. So you have to say that it says tavi, tavi, and it doesn't say anything more. It doesn't say, there's nothing in the word tavi. Maybe someone will work out a gematria. You know the tavi gematria is shalom nivayayim, right? I just made that up, but it sounds good. But it might even be close, actually. Could you not? 1 second. Let's just do it. I'm sure it's not true. Okay? Well, I don't think Shemin and Yah, no, it's going to, it's because Tavi's got the tough in there. But it doesn't have much beyond that, so it's 413, right? And Shemin and Yayin, let's leave the bubble off, just it's 390. It's not going to work, and Yayin is 510, 560. So.
No,
four, no, no, that, no. What's that?
Yayin is
70. So it's 460. Four, okay, so they're both looking with 400. That's close. It's close enough.
That's
how somebody's going to work with this, but Tavi, you know.
You look at something else.
You got to figure out. Yes, correct. So that's a good one, actually. That's going to get you really close. Except for you got to add Dagon to Tubby. Okay. Anyway, whatever. The bottom line is, if I'm correct, there's nothing that indicates per se if all you have the pasuk by Bikurim that you would distinguish between different kinds of mashkim at least based upon the Gersa Kassim, right?
Once we start discussing the particulars of the mechanics of the Gersa Kassim, is it just a standard book? Is it like
I don't think so. In other words, it has the exact opposite composition. The mashkim are mashkim hayotzei lehem, and tavi ba is to enter. Right, ba is to enter.
I was going to ask if it has to do with how you said to that you're doing a process to it such that it can become profitable, whereas you can do that with other things.
The
tavi might be a process by which you extract.
What does tavi mean there? Asher tavi me'ar tzacha.
Bring forth from the extract.
No. No.
Bring.
No.
Bring
to time. No. No, that's the mistake. Targum is careful about it. It means to bring in, to bring into your house. Tavua is income. That's what it means. That's what tavua is. Income. I don't know how it sounds to me like it's just a reboot. That you bring something else, not just the shivaminim, but even the liquids. So Rabbi Yeshua believes that dominav of uki ba'asra, and you get backwash into bikurim. In other words, what you learn from the pasuk in bikurim is that mashkim hem peyotzavim. You don't necessarily know which one. So therefore, by truma mashkim are peyotzavim, but by truma, it says tirosh v'yitzer. Now that's very very weird because reishis tegan chal tirosh v'yitzeracha. Why do you need to learn from bikurim? This would suggest against the Ramban, by the way. Isn't that odd? Why do you need the Ramban from Bikurim? It says, Reishis Teganecha, Tirosh Shechavi Yetzarecha. What is Tirosh?
Oh, yeah.
Wine. Because anyone who has too much of it becomes rush, becomes poor. Okay, and that's not the real etymology, but the Gemara does give that. And Shechol Misgara Bo Nimsa Rush, Nasus Rush. And what is Yetzar? Yeah, why does Yitzhar mean oil, by the way? I think I wouldn't be surprised. I never thought about it until this very moment. After I said the Tirosh, which was a drush, that's not my drush, but it's a drush. Yitzhar, I wonder if Tzar, because oil was the fuel for for a light. Yeah, I do wonder about that. I have no idea. You can look in the Biblical Hebrew Dictionary, see if anybody suggests something. But Yitzhar is oil. So why did you pass the Hikurim to teach you that by Truma, that especially for Rabbi Yeshua? Because in the end, Rabbi Yeshua is going to say, and just like by Truma, it's only Tirus for Yitzhar, so too. Yeah, fine. I know, but wine doesn't grow on grapevines.
No, but the thing is, you could have said that by Truma you have on the final complete flavor as it's formed, not on liquid stuff.
That is the final form. You press grapes and you get wine.
It's a ferment.
No, not true. And oil is certainly not true. Something odd about the mechanics here, right? You could have said that Tirosh. You could only say the following: if you separate wine and olive oil, in other words, you process the stuff and now you separate truma. That's fine. But what if you separate grapes and now you convert it? So the grapes are truma. What about the wine that comes out of it? But if you say that's what the pasuk means, then Hadron Kushtul Tufta, how do you know that by Truma, the only maskim hayotze that are peyotze behem are Tirosh v'Yitzar? There's an additional question. This is the point I made earlier to you that Rashi raises already, which is, what do you mean by Truma, it limits those two liquids? Of course it's limited to those two liquids. What other liquids of Truma are there? Nothing else is chayav in Truma Semaishis, is Rashi and Tosis. Yes,
beer.
That's what this is. Beer, right? The grain. If you get. Now, there is a difference between beer and oil and grapes. I don't know if I did. I quote you that book, Grapes versus Grain. A student of mine, when I taught this the last time, year 15 years ago, got me this book. It was published by the Anheuser-Busch professor. Professor of beer or something brewing at UC Davis, which is a well-known ag school. Everybody else there is interested in wine. He does beer. You see who endowed the chair. What's that? I did right. So remember, you step on grapes, you get wine. You step on grain, you get sore feet. Right? Beer is not. You take the barley and you squeeze it out, you get beer. What you do is you extract the flavor of barley, which is probably the reason that we treat it differently than oil and olive oil and grapes. It also probably took humanity a much longer time to figure out, beer than it did grapes. Does anybody make beer in Eretz Yisrael now? A lot. Viticulture has become very big. I don't know if anybody makes beer. Beer is a much more actually complicated operation. You got me.
The oldest brewery now is, I think, like 900 years old.
No, they've been making beer longer than that.
Yeah, but I think the longest running brewery is like 900 years old.
Well, how's the longest growing vineyards? I mean,
probably longer.
Really? No, it hasn't been destroyed in the interim. It's like the dynasty of, I don't know. But bottom line is that there's a difference between Tirosh and Yitzhar versus Dagam. In one of them, you're extracting flavor, and the other, you're extracting the juice. Okay. But Rabbi Yeshua somehow understands that by that you learn from Bikurim that Mashkim Hayotim are Kohen to Truma. By Truma, somehow you know it's limited to Tirosh and Yitzhar. So again, I repeat my question. How do you know it's limited to Tirosh and Yitzhar? Because the Pasuk only mentions those two, but if it mentions those two, what do you need to learn from Bikurim? I don't know. Now you go back to Bikurim and say, okay, it's also only Tirosh and Yitzhar. So the only thing that you're allowed to bring from Bikurim, from liquid, is Tirosh and Yitzhar. So whatever this limud is exactly, which I confess to not fully understanding, the bottom line is that for Rabbi Yeshua, at least for Bikurim, and we don't know what Rabbi Eliezer would say, but we do what he says by Truma, because of the Mishnah. For Rabbi Eliezer, both Bikurim and Truma are, it's all fruits, Mashkiyat Zedhem. You want to have apple cider? Well, okay, forget apples. You want to have, well, again, there's a problem, apples only Rabbanan. But let's hold on, go for the Rambam. Apple cider, according to the Rambam within Rabbi Eliezer. Pomegranate wine, All of that stuff, I mean, lesser holes has the exact same bin as the food. Presumably, you would make the broth of the fruit on it. And it's you hire for eating it if it's truma, kerev v'chomesh. And presumably, you would get malchus if it's orla. All of these need to apply to it. According to Rabbi Yoshua, not so. It's limited to only zeis amount and other. So you just have to step back one moment in the Gemara and ask yourself a question. So the braisa that says that tevel, kilayim, shvius, chadash, and hekdesh, the mashkim, hayotzelim, are kahem. Whose opinion is that not? How do you know that? It's not Rabbi Yeshua's opinion. How do you know it's not Rabbi Yeshua's opinion? Because there's one issue there that is not that cannot possibly involve grapes or olives. Chadash. Chadash only involves the chamesh asini dalga. So you have to say that's not Rabbi Yeshua. Now let me ask you another question. What would Rabbi Yeshua say if you took chaylev and you liquefied it? I'm doing something really not nice. I'm basically exposing the underbelly of the sugya with absolutely no way to solve it. I have not a clue. So I'm just going to leave you unhappy. Yes, Shimmy?
Seemingly, it's not Tirash
V'Yitzar,
so it shouldn't
be. It's not Tirash V'Yitzar. You have Xeris HaKosov. Nefesh L'Rabbis HaShosa. So I get that, but then how does the Gemara put these two together? Right? Remember, the Gemara transitioned from Chelav Chometz Nevela, maybe Sheretz, into Tavo Chadash Kilayim Shvius and Hekdesh. They're two totally different topics. The raya is Rabbi Yeshua presumably holds Yechayev on Chelav Ugmal, Yechayev on Chelav Hiticho, Yechayev on Chometz, you know, whatever the word they did the Chometz there. Right? Yechayev on all of that, and yet, when it comes to Truma, and Bikur, and presumably and Orla, we know that as well. Only grapes and olives is the liquid treated like the fruit. Everything else, it's not. So there's an answer. There's a conceptual answer, but it doesn't fit. That's what I mentioned to you yesterday. It's not a satisfying. Conceptually, what's the difference between these two? You know what I mean?
Juice versus semen?
What's that?
Juice versus liquid acid?
Yeah. Juices versus liquefying. By the chaylev v'chametz and the vela, at least for the bacherets, you're dealing with the chaylev. It's the exact same, I mean, it's the same atoms, the same molecules are there. They're just taking on a different form now. Whereas when it comes to the grapes and the olives, you've extracted something from it. It was part of the grape and the olive, but it's not the whole grape and the whole olive anymore. Right?
Why can't we use some sort of, you know, extraction between different liquid forms that are derived from Yisurim, that the liquids function like these?
You tell me. You're a smart fellow. Make the pircha on your binyanah. Ma l'cheina v'n the etc. Sheken yesh kol mamasha. One second. Hold on. So then I just ask you a question. Why do you need a pasuk by chaylev? And by the way, well, one time. Hold on. No, you haven't satisfied. Again, you cannot learn. The Gemara all along wants to learn, and it wants to learn from these yisurim, and it only disqualifies on the grounds of its avameyna. They're two totally different things. Harai, Rabbi Yeshua treats them differently. Rabbi Eliezer, I understand. For Rabbi Yeshua, how do you connect to them? You can have both dinim for Rabbi Yeshua. For Rabbi Yeshua, you can say that within fruits, it's only tirash v'yitzar. Whatever your sara is tirash hakasim. But the basis of chaylev means a chaylev ugmo is a totally different thing.
Uh-huh. Let me charge. You can do that.
Again, I'm asking if they are the same, then why does Rabbi Yeshua limit it in one?
They're not the same, but you can use their combination of cases insofar as.
But then why can't you argue it should be on the basis of Sheretz? why not say that it's all liquids? Sheretz is not Tzir HaYitzar. Tzir HaSheretz. I just feel like the two halves of this sugya and chulin are not in conversation with one another. And the bridge between them is a very, very, very narrow, bridge. Now, the answer to that question could have been, except for we have no evidence, that perhaps one of these two pieces of the sugya were taken, what? Was lifted from another place, and that's why it's not actually a perfect conceptual tie. The Gemara is just putting together. The only problem is, to the best of my knowledge, we don't have another source. But it doesn't mean it doesn't exist, but I am a very, very reluctant to go that. One of the chesronos of academic Talmud, not everybody who does it, but some of the people who do it, is the speculative nature of it. Right? You've got a Gemara that interprets the Amora in a certain way, and you want to posit, and we know that the Amora said X, but the Gemara is giving the Perush, and it's possible in theory there's a different Perush what the Amora meant. So when you have another Sugya in the Bavli, or you have the Yushalmi, which interprets differently that statement of the Amora, so you can say, it's a machlokas, how to understand the Amora. And you might even argue that one is more pshat than the other, and that explains certain things. But you have to have the other source, just to speculate on it. You need to have some type of a parallel source, which will provide you with the nudge, the push as to why your speculation as to what, let's say, what the Amora really meant is valid. Is the better interpretation. So I don't really know what to do with this. Okay, now, that's the... Yes, sir.
So, Rabbi Yehoshua basically says that all Mashiach, Yosef, from the approved fruits of Yahweh, right?
Who says that? Rabbi Yehoshua. Yeah.
So, basically what we're saying is the first half of the Sugya is not going to have to do with that, because that's not Mashiach, that's Yosef, that is the thing.
Correct, it is the thing, and it's not limited. This is the question I would ask you. According to Rabbi Yehoshua, what would happen, not if you squeezed an apple, but you made an apple puree? Right? What would the din be? You made pomegranate puree. Apple's probably better. It's pomegranates. I mean, it's probably really healthy for you. It's probably also gross. I mean, you know, all the stuff in the pomegranate. You make pomegranate puree. I guess you could puree the seeds. Right? Do you ever see the pomegranate?
Seed.
You have to break the pomegranate into seeds?
Seed. Oh,
nobody's ever done it?
No, individually.
If I had something, I would throw it at you. There's an eraser there. You've seen pomegranates, thank you very much. You see a pomegranate, you see a bunch of seeds. How did one get from the other? So, for starters,
I've seen the seed in the.
If you don't do it right, you will end up doing tzviya on your shirt. What you do is you submerge, you cut the pomegranate very carefully. You can, even that you may do underwater. Inside, there is a way of doing it a little bit better. There are better ways, but if you cut straight through with the knife, in most cases, it splatters all over in the cubicle. So you do it underwater, and even when you break the seeds up underwater. Now, there are other ways of doing it. There are better ways of doing it, but you have to know how to do it right. You cut it wrong, and you will have a red shirt.
For grenade,
yes.
Oh.
That's probably the shape. Yeah. The shape. But for the people who made up, here's the way it works. Generally speaking, the people who appreciated the military grenade are not the ones who typically break apart pomegranates to a minute.
Probably the ones that throw
up. So, anyway, the whole thing is an enigma. And really, it's two paths that don't seem to go together so well. Jake, you're pensive about this. You ever thought about it? Okay. It's puzzling. It is puzzling. Okay. If I were a guessing man, and I don't like to do that, so I'm not going to make it official, I wonder about the origin of, you know, the second half of the sugya. Right? There's just, the transition is this like one line, okay, but the transition is, okay, very nice. Now that we've just established the pureeing of all these isurim, so now the Gemara wants to know. Okay, by the way, the Hadatanya, Teva, the Chadash, Akekish, Shishkai, Kulamashet, etc. So Ephraim is correct that the Sheretz definitely serves as the transition. It moves you from, like, Mahalos Asuris is what I would term it. Of the species, or I'm saying it's not really true because it's only true by. Yes, it's not, right? It moves you from the liquefying of stuff to the extraction of stuff. But that's a big transition.
I don't understand how the shayla fits into those, because you don't extract something, do you?
Yeah, the tzir is, it's not clear that tzir you do by salting it. By putting it in salt water, it pulls out probably the dam or the sherets or something like that. Or maybe if you salt it, in fact, not if you salt the sherets, the salt will pull the tzir out. It will be sherets liquid. Do you ever eat grasshoppers?
No.
Me neither. Okay. They say they're high in protein. And they're kosher kinds of locusts, you know, I mean, they're grasshoppers, locusts. What?
The locusts can be damaged.
Locusts that you eat?
Yeah.
Oh, I know that. What?
I have friends who bought it. Box that make a team bugs. They're limited the price, though.
In Israel? The United States, I know. The United States, you buy a loaf of bread and it says, contains wheat. Thank you very much. But I didn't know that they had this kind of large in Israel. But yes, are they chocolate covered at least?
No, they're sure. They're really thin. Really, that's pretty simple, freeze dried. Like, that's how they sell them. It's like really, really basic.
I believe you. My pausing is not because I need more information. My pause is because my brain is processing. Okay, fine, friends. Yes, please. I want to come back to Brachos already. I don't know what to do with the Gemara.
Just to strengthen the literary conditions, for example, the difference between the parts of the Sugya starting from Sherets.
Yeah.
The pieces on the first part open with Tanganami Gami this. Is
there supposed to
all the way through?
Yeah, thank you. That is correct. That's a good point. Again, there may be, I don't know. And that's okay, because now we'll come back to the Gemara and Brachas finally. All right, so the Gemara is on Lamed Chesed and Aleph. We are learning the Sechas Brachas, but you just learned three quarters of an Amen Uchulin and didn't understand. Well, you can understand it. We just didn't understand it the way the device understood it. Doesn't fit it. It's not just that it doesn't fit in conceptually, it's that the sugya doesn't hold together the way we would like it to. So now, the tangent in Pasavah the Chisnin, so now, should we continue reading? Amana Chesam and Aleph or Amar Marbaravashi?
Amar Marbaravashi, Chai Dusha Ditamri Mevarchen Aleha Shakon Yevid Vara.
Okay, the Dusha Ditamri is date honey. So how is date honey made? Tell me you investigated this.
Seems like you soak the dates and potentially boil them, but you don't need to. You can just soak it, extract the
sugars of the date, probably. Yeah. And then you boil up a lot of the water and you wind up with honey. Right? This is very different than bee honey in its composition. I don't know. I assume bee honey is not a water base. I could be wrong. I don't know, actually.
They spit it out.
Apparently a lot of dead bees doing probably such. Okay. Spit it out, okay. I don't know, fine.
I think it would be it seems the show are pretty clear that it's always possible to just
squeeze
or press out the honey.
Yeah, when I think about the truth is.
I was wondering if you
have that fresh dates. I'm thinking, I love dry dates, so the medjool dates can be unbelievable, but you would get some liquid, you wouldn't get a whole lot out of fresh dates.
I don't mean stop fresh dates from the consumer, you don't sound like really fresh, that hasn't been like it's worth, so I expect to extract things.
Probably. Fresh dates are going to have definitionally more water in them, more liquid in them. So it's probably easy to get to that. So, Dusha de Tamre, have any of you ever had date honey?
Yeah.
Good. Well, that was perfect because the previous sugya is about pancakes. It's about pasta, but isn't it? Maybe, depending on how your pancakes were made. Okay, we will eventually, I hope this semester, get the pasta of Kismet. Now, I thought we were going to finish the 6th and 7th parak this year at the pace we're going. We'll get halfway through the 6th parak, but now I understand why. The last time I thought I only did the 6th parak. It's good. It's not a problem. Okay.
My time, huh?
Zeya Balma. So Rashi writes.
Last
line.
It's
not considered a pre. So what is Rashi? What is Rashi's understanding of Zeya? Of Zeya?
It's not the fruit.
To say bari pri ha'etz, you need to have something that's considered the fruit. So then you have to ask yourself the question, if it doesn't really help, why is it that wine and olive oil is the fruit? And arguably, by the way, that wine, which is more the fruit than the other? I don't know. Which would you say? Of olive oil and wine, which is more the fruit, which is less the fruit? That's what I would say, because it's not a water base. And if the honey is in effect a water-based product of the well, is it? I don't know. What if you squeeze the honey? Yeah.
Why does the fact that it's a water-based make a difference?
Because the water, the water is really an external substance to the fruit. Right? Fruit and dried fruit are the same, except for one is more concentrated sugars. So imagine the following. What you do when you what do you do when you dry fruit? What are you doing? You're evaporating the water. So the water goes to Shemayim. The dry fruit remains here, which is the ikar fruit. So now that the water that goes to Shemayim instead, well, not in the case when you were squeezing out, has some of the flavor of the fruit in it. So which is the it's a really interesting ra'ah. The Ra'ah claims that all liquids are shahakal. Not on the basis of Shia, but because he thinks Meshlakos alone, of course, is shahakal. Gemara never says Meshlakos Haradama, by the way. Even though virtually all the Rishonim except the Ra'ah hold that way, but Gemara doesn't say it. But the Ra'ah says something fascinating. What would happen if you squeeze a fruit out? So the juice you make for shahakal, what bracha do you make on the fruit? As the fruit's ruined also, you make a shakal as well. He wouldn't say that by dried fruit. Now dried fruit, you're extracting the water. Now the reason by pressing the fruit, he says that, is because you're getting part of the fruit with it as well. So, but I think that olive oil, you can't evaporate, you can't distill olive oil. So it's more the fruit, if you ask me, than as you can get water out of the fruit without any of the fruit flavor. You can't get olive out of the fruit. There's no way to do it. And then what happens to olives if you put them in the sun and you dry them? Is there such a thing as dried olives? What? Is there such a thing? The oil is not going to evaporate, so I don't know what would happen to it. There is, I mentioned yesterday, there is some type of a liquid also, a water-based liquid in olive oil that's distinct from the oil. You think about Kadosh Baruch Hu's universe, it's really astounding. Like olive oil, oil is kind of unique. Is there another fruit that, by an ordinary ways, that it's something, I don't know what the structures are on the fruit. It's rather amazing. No, I think the avocado is out of the pit. Not out of the avocado. I think so. I'm not sure. But by the way, if it is, it would be crazy, because avocado and olives, I don't know if there are any other fruits left. You know what's unique about those two fruits?
Great.
What? What?
Green?
They're green.
Oh, that's
not hot. No, there are other fruits that are green. I deserve that. They both have no sugar in them. They're both just fat. I think for a long time, although I usually don't eat avocado alone, I said avocado was adama. Because it's green, and because it doesn't taste like the fruit. Because pretty much all fruits are sweet, or have sugar in them. Lemons might not be so sweet, but there's plenty of sugar. I mean, less sugar than other things, right? But olives and avocado are unique because it's all fat. That's all there is, and there's fat and fiber. That's all there is. There's no carbs in them. So anyway, be that as it may. So bottom line is that dusha is something from the dates, and you make a shahakal. Because it's called Zeya. All right, Kiman.
Kiman ki haytana, it's none. Dvash marm v'yayin tapufim v'chomet sponios
Okay, so you have Dvash Shmarim, which I presume is the Dosha. That would have been the simple reading. Not everybody holds that way. It's true. Well, maybe everybody holds that Dvash is Dosha. The question is, what is that? Is that just regular date honey, or is it something else? And Yain Tapuchim is?
Apple cider.
And Chomet Sifanios is a vinegar made from these grapes that never ripen. And normally, is vinegar normally chayev and trumas? How do you normally get vinegar? I mean, there are multiple sources of vinegar, but how do we normally get it? How does the Gemara's vinegar? What?
The alcohol.
The alcohol.
Is any kind of alcohol?
Yeah, I guess so. But what was their vinegar usually?
Wine gone bad.
Wine gone bad. That sounds like a movie. Wine gone bad. Okay, but it is wine gone bad. Yeah. Now I don't know. Something happens. You can't really drink vinegar, but vinegar is not alcoholic. So I don't know. In the same way that the sugars get converted to alcohol, which is why wine is very low in sugar. So the sugars must be, the alcohol must be converted now into something else in the vinegar process. I don't recommend drinking straight vinegar. It is rather unpleasant. Vinegar is something, there are a lot of things in this world that are miyuta, mizyafa, and ruban miskasha, and vinegar is one of them. Probably olive oil qualifies the same way. But that's how they got. Now, so is vinegar chayav in trumas? In truma? In meisers? What? Of course it is. Why? Right? Yeah, it was already chayiv. If it wasn't mischayiv when it was grapes, because of the name of the marmalacha, when you press them, it was wine, it's now chayiv. Now the wine turns into chometz. Is that mafkia the yisr? Mafkia the chiyuv? If they're edible, vinegar is edible. Drinking it straight is one thing, but, and especially if you hold Tom Kikers Daraisa, so then the vinegar flavor stuff, then. Okay, so Chomet Sifanios are from grapes that will never produce wine. They're really not great grapes, and apparently, squeezing you get vinegar. Now, there is a difference, as the Rashba will point out, between Chomet Sifanios versus the Mashpermi and Tavuchim, which creates problems for Tosfos. Not our Tosfos, the Tosfos of Beni Yehuda. Yes, Shimon?
You can have the first two raw, but not the last one?
Raw?
I mean, you can have the Tekuach or the Dvash raw, but you can't have the Sifanio raw.
You mean the source could be eaten? Well, that's not the right what I want you to say, but that's the reason for what I want you to say. The normal way of eating tamarim is? Tomorrow. The normal way of eating tapuchim is tapuchim. The normal way of eating sifanios is chometz. So there's a very big difference between these, you know, two on the one hand and one on the other. So anyway, the Lezer's Lechai Kerem HaKosher Yeshua says, you're potter. So apparently, so who holds like whom? Ki haitano. There's only one problem. Okay, Lewis, are you going to... At the first hall later, it's a Belfer hall. You answer me? Yes. Ki haitana. There are two tanan here. Which one? Obviously, Rabbi Yeshua. Or so it would seem. That's what the Gemara's point is. So do Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Ravashi hold the same thing? Well, it sounds like from the Gemara they do. The Ravid and the Gonim taught otherwise. That's part of the challenge of this. What is the reason? Okay. Without you reading any of the Rishon here, what's the reason that, according to Rabbi Yeshua, Chomet Sifanios and Dvash Tamarim and Yein Tapuchim are not chayiv in Truma Min HaTorah, Lewis?
Because we saw how he thinks about
it's some type of a drasha that if Tiyosh Yitzhak Dun Yinav Oki Vasar, the Torah says Tiyosh Yitzhak. Rabbi Mar Ravashi says Zeyav Almahu. Now, so how can you pin one to the other? So the answer would be, the path that the Gemara presumably is trying to go down is what? Shimi?
Zeyav Alma is because it's not Yain B'Tirash.
Then why don't you just say it's not Yain B'Tirash?
Because
I mean, you might one. So okay, one possibility is that's a way of saying it. If there's a kasa, really by right, nothing should be. Any Peiros HaYitzimim are not considered a pre. But this is Zeres HaKosov, so everything else is Zeres HaAlma. But, and in fact, when you look at the Braisa here, what does Rabbi Yeshua say about who Rosh HaYitzah? Well, about Yayin and Shemen? Nothing. Now, if you learn the rest of the Mishnah, the Shumas, obviously, you see that standard examples are Yayin and Shemen. So the point is that according to Rabbi Yeshua, with the exception of the Ayin and Shemen, everything is considered Zeir Be'alma. Because that would in effect be the fourth position. It's not the food itself. It's not the original food. Now, when you say it's not the original, why is it not the original? Is this a din of Mishtana? Like Ephraim wants to make a big deal about in Brachos? No. It means there's the fruit. And they said, look what you pull out of the fruit. So, it could be, Shimi is giving one example of what we might say is Darshina Taimi Dekra. That the Torah says, well, I should know, you're not saying it that way. That's where I want to go with it. But you're saying that basically the Torah says, for whatever reason, Tirosh V'Yitzar are considered Lafruit. Everything else is not, according to Rabbi Yeshua. Hence, everything else is just Zeir Be'alma. It's not the fruit. There's no, this is not a botanical definition. It's not a Metzias issue. It's just the Torah says Tirosh V'Yitzar are the fruit. Everything else is not. The end. And the question is so, and what Mar Bar Bashi is doing, in effect, is providing the explanation for Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua said, or the Torah for Rabbi Yeshua's position. Which is the reason why Tirosh V'Yitzar are the, well, no, I shouldn't say that. No. That's, I keep leading into the other one. The next possibility, and there are really two possibilities here, is that there is some type of that it's not just a Zeres HaKosov, but there's a reason. In other words, Zeir Be'alma is not just a statement because the Torah said only Tirosh V'Yitzar have the status of the fruit, therefore everything else is just Zeir Be'alma. It's like a little water that's sweated out of the fruit. It's not a Zeres HaKosov. There's something different about the nature of Shemen and Yayin. It works much better by Yayin, by Shemen, than it does by Yayin. Shemen is fundamentally different. It's hard to argue why Yain Tapuchim is different than Yain Anovim. That's not such an easy distinction. But you come up and say somehow this is just like the fruit sweated a little liquid, but it doesn't really, it's not really the fruit. Louis?
Why are you assuming that they're like reconcilable as opposed to just somebody who's used them differently?
You mean Mar Bar Rav Ashi and Rabbi Yeshua aren't really the same? They're just, they have overlap here? Is that what you're saying?
I'm saying, okay, how can we not just look at it like fluid had a purpose for it and the sugi here has a purpose for it?
So you want to say this sugi is reading Rabbi Yeshua differently than that sugi?
Yeah, how come we're not?
Well, in effect, that's what the Ravid and the Baha'i do, but they don't do it the way you're doing it. The way they do it is to say that Mar Bar Rav Ashi and Rabbi Yeshua don't really hold the exact same thing. Right? Which is the same thing you are suggesting. You're suggesting from a textual vantage point of saying that the two sugyas understood Rabbi Yeshua differently, as opposed to saying that Mar Bar Rav Ashi and Rabbi Yeshua, when the Gemara says Ki Aitana, it doesn't mean they hold the same thing actually. It just means that they have the same outcome here, but for a different reason. Which is why, according to the Rav and the Gonim, which is in the Rashba, which is why they will say, certainly the Rav says, if you squeeze the fruit and you get out the juice, Mar Bar Rav Ashi would say you make a bar plates on it. That's not Zeir Be'alma. Rabbi Yeshua would say, no. Of course you don't make her eights on it, because it's not Tirosh V'Yitzar, so the Mashkim Ayitzim are not Kayotzim on it. Right? Rabbi Mar Rav Ashi would presumably say that if you squeeze the apple juice, if Trumas Amisus and apples were Daraisa, and you squeeze the apples out, he would hold like Rabbi Lisa. If you squeezed it out, as opposed to if you, you know, because the Rabbi understands that Dufsha isn't some honey, it's you boiled it out. You got it, you seeped it out, as opposed to squeezing it out. So they are doing the same thing you're suggesting, but not the way you're not textually, but not across sages, but within the sages, claiming that the analogy between Rabbi Shimon and Rashi is not exact. Okay. So now the Gemara continues. You're not done yet, Shani. Go ahead.
Amar Le Hashem Yerbanan LeRava. Trema Mahu. Lo Hava Dati LeRava. Mach Amar Le.
Okay. Right. Okay, Dovi, what's the bracha on Lidoras? Well, that's basically Rav had no idea what Trema was. He's like, why he couldn't. Now, I honestly don't know. If I said that to you, you would ask me, what? Right? That's what you would say to me. What's that? What was that, Trema?
Yeah.
Well, yes, the problem is Rav did it. So, you know, in my famous story that I haven't told yet, even though it's totally different, when I asked Rav Shechter, what bracha do you make of waffles? He said, what's a waffle? To which I responded, it's a batter you pour into a mold and you bake. We'll come back to that. Eventually, we get the pasta off the kitchen. But here, so the answer is, if you don't know, someone asked me, you know, what bracha do you make on a substance? I didn't recognize the substance. You'll answer. But apparently, it wasn't okay for Rabbi not to know, or it was embarrassing or something. So Rabbi didn't know what it was. So Yasa Ravina Kame the Rabbi.
Yasa Ravina Kame the Rabbi, Amar Le, the Shushime Kamarta, O de Kotere.
Okay, so he was basically asking the questioner, the Humei Rabbanan, which kind of trima do you mean? So he said, is it the trima of kortenei, Rashi says saffron, or was it the trima of shumshene, sesame, or of portani, which are the stuff that's left in the grapes after you pressed it? So the question is, which one are you talking about? So once he said that,
Ad hachi v'hachi,
of course, that's Rabbi Hashilta, v'adai kamis. So what is? Okay. So if you have dates of truma, you're allowed to make them truma, you're not allowed to make beer. So what's truma? Yeah.
It's like everything's pressed together.
You mash it up of some kind. There's going to be a big machlokas of Rishonim and how mashed is mashed. And the machlokas appears in Shulchan Aruch as well. This comes back to our discussion of shinui, and what effect does that have? Now, what's the difference between shechar and trima? Well, shechar you extract it, whereas trima, the fruit is there. Last piece of information I should have put on the course, I only gave it to us, is what bracha do you make on beer? I don't mean today. 2:45, so that and you do not disturb turned off. The Gemara says the Ferish and Baba Basra. That Tosis they gave you, the Gemara says the Ferish, the Sheikh of Storm and Sheikh of Thorn and Shapel. I didn't give you the Gemara, I should have given you the Gemara. I said, you know, you could learn that Tosis without the Gemara. But yeah, Shahakal. Of course we say that. I know what you say nowadays, but you know, presumably we eat the Gemara, according to most Rishonim, coffee is Aish. But nobody says Aish that I know of. You say Shahakal. So, you know, the Kashakal is the Bracha Kolala. So, you know, we everything leads down to the simplification of Brachos into, you know, the lowest common denominator. I know. Tosis made that up. I mean, there are, I agree with him, but just what's the Makar?
Right, that's the word.
That's the problem. Tosis invented it. Shtia Shakal. Yes. What? No. That's because what was the Ito, what was the Tafa? It was done. Is it done for eating or for refuah? It was done for refuah. It was a tafel.
Drinking is
easy for Caesar because it's flavor. Does it say that? Did Rishon say that there? Who says that? My guess is Ra'ah is the one who would say it. Pashas speak about not that way, right? Hava Abba Hava Rak. It's not because it's Shia. It's because it's refuah. The Gemara is the famous for refuah.
It's the Torah. Either one of those is being
revealed. Okay, so we will discuss. All right, same bat station tomorrow. Okay, tomorrow is Wednesday. It's a regular time, and there will be regular lunch here as well.